Okay, y'all, all in favor to help Vicky get revenge on our man Dean, say aye.
Aye.
Vicky, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Aye. How can we help you get back at your husband, Dean?
Well, we've been married for 5 years now, and we recently celebrated our 5th anniversary. So I did something fun for him. I as a little gift, got him some boudoir photos.
Oh.
Some what photos?
They're like boudoir photos, like very sexy photos, but not completely nude. Like, it's like lingerie, but...
Oh, okay.
Lingerie. They're tastefully sexy.
Yeah. So...
He's like, we'll go with that.
Okay, girl.
Or not.
Okay. There were a couple rapey ones.
Well, of course.
You racist?
Oh, my gosh, Joey.
Okay, Vicky, go ahead and tell your story. I don't know why we're held up on these photos. So, great. You took some nasty photos. What happened?
Well, I had them printed because I thought that would be a nice touch, you know, instead of just digital.
Okay.
And to be honest, I wasn't sure if, you know, I wanted to have them digitally anyway because I didn't want them to get leaked somehow. Who knows how these things can happen? So anyway, Dean loved them, and I just felt sexy and confident. It was so much fun to do.
Okay.
So what happened?
Okay.
So, we're celebrating our 5th anniversary as a morning show.
Oh, she's a girl.
Well, here's what happened. We decided to get rid of some of the furniture in our house. And
so what were you wearing?
Stop.
Let her get to the point.
Well, anyway, long story short.
Too late.
I am so sorry. Vicky, so you said you were selling some furniture.
3 years later.
I'm just nervous because this is my first time going public with this whole situation.
I completely understand.
Okay. Well, let's just say that in my nightstand, the boudoir photos were left there. And when we sold it, the guy who bought it also bought my boudoir photos.
Oh, no.
Damn. How much did you sell that for?
$50.
$50.
Oh, that's an expensive nightstand, though, to be honest.
That's a come up.
Anyway, so the guy
who bought it. He's like, shut the hell up, Gina. Okay.
So, anyway,
so what happened?
So this guy found me on Facebook.
No.
Because he bought the nightstand for my husband on Facebook, and he reached out to me. It was super creepy.
So hold on, this man has your, like, nudie photos, and then he decided to reach out to you on Facebook?
Yeah, and he did it under the guise of, like, oh, I'm so worried about you, and I hope you understand that this is what's out there, and, like, I think you're a beautiful woman, and I hate for this to go public. I was like, are you trying to, like, hold me ransom or something? Like, what is going on?
Ew.
Like, extort money from you?
Yeah.
So he didn't give him back?
No, and we went to the police, and they said that legally they're his photos now.
So you can't make him give them back to you?
Apparently not.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, what?
That's really crazy. So what did your man say about all this?
He doesn't care. He thinks I look amazing, and I should be proud and get over it. And if they get out, I should be proud, and he doesn't care.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
So not even as your husband, did he try to call him up and try to negotiate with the guy, buy back the photo, or talk to a man-to-man, anything?
No. He was like, oh, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I'll call him tomorrow. And then he didn't. And then I'm like, babe, he's like, what do you care? Like, we have an extra copy of the photos. This guy's not going to do anything
That's
with
not the
it.
Point.
Like, yeah, exactly. I love how he's concerned about that aspect of it.
He's still got his copies.
Oh, my God.
All in favor to get him back, say aye.
Aye.
All right, so how many seconds we're going to give Vicky?
98
seconds to coax and convince your husband, Dean, into baby talking to you. Are we up for this, Vicky?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, okay. 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 Enough said.
Work it out,
Should
girl.
Be easy. All right. We're embarrassing him live on the radio up next for that cupcake call. Don't move y'all.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, umpkin. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, Morning Mess. We are back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Vicky moments ago. She let us know very embarrassing moment in her life right now. She took some sexy photos, boudoir pictures, basically almost butt naked pictures as a gift to her husband. They were having, was it a garage sale or they were just selling some items from the house?
We were just selling items on Facebook Marketplace.
Got you. And one of the items was a nightstand.
That's right.
In the nightstand was...
my boudoir photos.
Oh, my gosh. God.
So somebody else ended up buying that thing, and then they ended up getting a bonus.
A bone what?
Oh, God. A niche.
All right, so obviously you're quite embarrassed, and the guy reached out to you that bought the boudoir pictures and the stand, right?
It was so creepy, yes. He was like, you know, I don't know what I should do with these. Like, you're a very beautiful woman. And, like, I've never seen that body like that before.
Oh, my God.
You didn't explain it like that before, girl. Yes. Ew.
I'm trying to put it out of my mind.
So here's the thing with us. You explain this to your husband. Now, if this happened in my relationship as a husband and my wife was embarrassed, I would try anything to get these photos back. I would try to pay off the guy. I would call the cop. Your husband is just like, babe, don't worry about it situation.
Yeah, he thinks I'm being ridiculous and it's not a big deal and I'm hot, so he shouldn't, like, I shouldn't be ashamed. And I'm not ashamed. It's just a privacy issue,
absolutely.
Obviously.
No, trust me. You don't have to explain anything. This is not about you feeling ashamed of your body. You just don't want it out there for people you don't want seeing.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to give back the pictures?
No. He doesn't want to try and get them back. It's so weird.
Yeah. You know what that's about. What? He doing that stanky leg.
Oh, my God.
Do the stanky leg.
I don't even.
Do the stanky leg.
No.
Hey.
No.
All right. So this is what we do. How many seconds we're giving her, Carla? 98 seconds to get back at your husband. Embarrass him back as he has embarrassed you. To convince and coax him into baby talking to you live on the radio. Are we ready for this, Vicky?
Yes.
Now, you said this should be pretty easy because you and your husband, Dean, baby talk all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's part of our foreplay.
Okay.
Oh,
well.
Are there outfits involved or is
oh my God.
The talk?
I mean...
we don't need to answer that. We really don't.
Vicky's trying to talk to me.
Oh, my God.
I'm...
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let's call.
That
let's...
is not your husband, girl.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Babe, it's me.
Hey, hon, what's up?
I am... freaking out right now. That creep he sold my pictures to has decided to use one for his cover photo on Facebook.
Are you serious?
It's not funny. What if your mom sees or my dad or, like, anybody?
Well, if they see, they will know how amazing you look.
Oh, my gosh, Dean, they're for you. And it's 100% your fault.
Well, I'm sorry, babe.
Are you really?
Yeah, babe, I am sorry.
Well, then say it like you mean it. And I want you to apologize to me, you know, like in your little super sweet voice.
Babe, I'm at work right now.
Okay, well, just close the door of your office and just do your little voice for me, please. You haven't done it for months.
Oh, my gosh, babe. If I...
Are you serious said right now? You'd do anything to help me.
Jesus, if I do this, will you just let this go, please?
Yeah, be sweet to me.
Vicky, Vicky, I'm so sorry. I know that I messed up just a little bit when I sold your sexy pictures to some stranger, but I didn't know that that stranger would be such a creeper. But I'm so sorry. Do you want me to whip out the whipped cream?
Oh, no, we don't. Okay. Oh, no.
My goodness.
Is that why her name is Sticky Vicky? Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Yeah. What is that?
Hello, Dean.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're live on the radio right now, Dean.
Oh, what the f***?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and you've been Cupcake Call.
Got you.
I got you, baby.
You want to explain to him, Vicky, what the hell's going on?
Yes, you just didn't give any care at all about me being totally mortified by this creepo, you know, with my boudoir photos. So I don't care that you just did your precious little baby voice for me in front of, I don't even know how many people here.
This isn't funny, Vicky.
Aww.
First of all, it's Sticky Vicky. So.
Oh, my God. No, it's not.
With the whipped cream, yes, it is.
Ew. Hello.
I mean, speaking of whipped cream, you know, babe, I'm thinking I'd just like run out, grab a few cans, maybe some hot sauce.
Hot sauce?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, did you say hot sauce?
Hot sauce?
You can bring your camera, babe.
You better bring some Pepto-Bismol. That's what the hell you need.
Exactly. A lot going on here.
What the hell you need to bring?
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.